Police headquarters calling cars 23, 28, and 30. Cars 23, 28, and 30. A stick-up at the Nordson Jewelry Company, 250 Main Street. Step on it, boys. That's all.
What's going on in here?
Mr. Norton's back there, sir. He's been hurt.
Come on, Ed.
Better get some water. He's had a nasty crack on the head.
Here, come around. Tell us what happened. Hey, wake up. What happened here?
Throw the water on him.
Okay.
Well, that ought to get him out of it.
Yeah, better put in a call for an ambulance, though. Yeah. Hey, come out of it. Oh. We're officers. What happened?
Stop him. Stop them. Don't let them get away.
Come on. Who hit you?
The diamonds. They took the diamonds.
Who took them? Come on. Sit up here and try to talk to us.
There were four of them. They cleaned me out. Everything I had.
What'd these men look like?
I don't know. My head hurts.
What's going on here, Ryan?
Stick up, sir. I'm just trying to get this fellow to tell us what happened. He's been banged up pretty badly.
Did you call an ambulance?
Perry did. I've been trying to get a description from this fellow.
Now, let me talk to him. I'm Lieutenant Macklin.
I'm Mr. Nordson.
I see. Now, take it easy, Mr. Nordson, and tell me in your own words just what happened.
Well, I was just getting ready to close up. I'd already put most of my best stones in the safe, but I heard the door.
Oh, baby. What can I do for you, sir?
I want to buy a ring.
Surely. What kind of a ring, sir?
A diamond ring.
Oh, yes. Did you have something special in mind?
I want a ring that'll knock a rye out. Something with life to it. You know, something classy.
About a carat and a half?
No, none of that cheap stuff for me. Hey, listen, brother. I spent 4 years in South America, and tonight I'm proposing to the greatest gal in the world. Money's no object. Come on, give me something about 5 or 6 carats.
But I've already put them in the safe. Maybe I could...
All right. You want to make a sale, don't you? Well, maybe you think I'm bluffing. Here. Take a look at this. There's $5,000 in that roll, and it's yours if you can give me what I want.
Well, surely, just a minute. Here, these are my best rings. Uh-huh. Maybe something like this.
Nah, Pop, I don't look better than that. You know, here, something like this one, only bigger.
Wait a minute. I have just the ring for you. It's in the safe. There you are. Uh-huh. 6 carats. Perfect blue white. The finest stone that money can buy. Beautiful setting, too. Platinum.
Now, that's more like it. Classy, eh?
One of the finest. You can't go wrong buying a diamond like that one.
And this one suits me.
You'll take it?
Yeah, and all the rest of them. Up high, fellow. This is a stick-up.
Boy,
shut up, brother. Come on in, boys. The guy's alone here, as far as I know.
Come on, Tony.
Help! Police!
Holy smoke. I better crack this skull. Come on, make it fast, boys. We're going to get out of here.
You can remember about them?
Yes.
Had you ever seen that young man before?
No, never before.
I see. About how many stones were there in the bunch?
More than 200. The safe was open and they cleaned it out completely. I'm ruined, Lieutenant. I'm a ruined man.
How about insurance?
Only partly covered. I won't be able to stand the law.
Well, now, don't take it so hard. They'll probably melt the metal stuff, but if we can get to them before they have the stones recut, we stand a chance of getting your stuff back.
The ambulance is outside, sir. They're just pulling up.
Okay. Now, you go along with them, Mr. Nordson. The doc down at headquarters will fix you up. And before you leave there, I want you to give a complete description of the stones to the boys of the Detective Bureau. Come with me, Peters. We'll have to work fast on this one. Now, you understand everything, don't you, Peters?
Yeah. And it's supposed to be Spud Morgan, just out of the big house. Got sent up on a charge of receiving stolen property. I just got out, and I'm looking for an up-and-coming gang to tie up with.
Right. Now, you make the rounds of all the joints and be a heavy spender. You'll buy drinks right and left. You'll be on a big spree because you just acted as middleman in a big haul.
Middleman?
Yeah. Contact man between a gang of crooks and a fence who bought the stuff. You made 20% on the deal, just putting the crook's hep to the fence.
I got you. And you think if I can come in contact with the mob who lifted Nordson's diamonds, that they might ask me to give them an introduction to the fence, huh?
Yeah. Now hurry before the store's closed and get yourself an outfit. Loud suit, flashy tie, and an imitation sparkler.
Oh.
Take this $100. Came from the insurance company. Now spend heavy and talk loud.
Gee, Lieutenant, this is going to be a cinch.
The bar.
Yeah, I saw him over at Joe's place. Joe said he was just out of the big house on a spending spree.
Must have stowed some stuff away before they sent him up.
Yeah, Joe told me that the guy told him on the QT that he had just got rid of a lot of hot stuff.
Who's his friend?
I don't know. He wouldn't let that out.
Say, do you think he...
Not around here. Yeah, but we might find out. Come on.
No, I was telling him, you're a big step to let that mug scare you in. Right down the warden walks in on us. It was a good one, wasn't it, bartender? Here, set him up again.
Hello, pal. Having a big time?
Huh? Who asked you?
Oh, now, don't get poppy, pal. I'm a friend of Joe's over on the other street. He was telling me about you.
Yeah, what did he tell you?
Oh, didn't say much, except that you was a square shooter, a pretty good fella. Have a drink?
Nothing doing. You gotta have one on me. Hey, bartender, two more.
This is Jerry.
How are you, Jerry? Well, here's luck.
Kind of celebrating, ain't you?
Yeah, sure, why not? After spending 2 years in northern Canada, a fella's gotta celebrate. Well, boys, so long. I gotta be going.
Wait a minute. You ain't been in Canada, fella. Joe told us all about it.
Why that?
Oh, it's all right with us, pal. I did a time myself.
Yeah? Where?
Joel Ed.
You must be on the level. You know Stumpy Matthews?
You know him. Look, we were cellmates. Hey, you got a minute, pal?
Well, what do you want?
Oh, nothing much. Jerry and I'd like to talk to you.
What about?
You want to make some easy dough?
Nick, I'm off that stuff. I'm in the easy money now, and I ain't taking no chance.
Well, that's what we want to see you about. Come on over here, away from this mob for a minute, will you?
All right. Whoop, spill the salt. I'm always spilling salt. Wait a minute, I got to throw some over my left shoulder.
Here, stick it in your pocket and come on. Come on, Jerry. We'll use Nick's private room in the back. Well, here we are. I'm talking private here.
Yeah, but I ain't got nothing to do with you, Muggs. I'm out of this racket, I tell you.
Now, listen, Spud. Joe tells me that you're in touch with a fence who gives you a square deal.
Say, who are you, a couple of dicks?
Nah. Listen, and I'll cut you in on something big.
Anything you young punks would cut me in on wouldn't keep me in cigars.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen, pal. What did you say if I told you we was the guys who got off with that jewelry job store on Main Street?
Ah, you're drunk.
Well, that's the truth, pal. Me and Jerry and a couple other guys got away with the whole caboodle. And what's more, there's not a dick in town wise to us.
Yeah, that's what you think. Nothing doing. I ain't trying to peddle no ice.
Oh, but it's no risk. And listen, you don't need to even get around this stuff. Just put us in touch with a fence who buys your stuff, and we'll give you $50,000.
$50,000? You think I'm crazy? If you pinched that swag, you got away with $100,000 worth of ice, and you offer me a lousy $50,000. Nothing doing.
$50,000?
Nothing doing. If you really got the stuff, my price is 10% of whatever the fence gives you.
I'll have to take it up with the rest of the boys. Will you do it if they say okay?
I ain't saying. Where are they?
The Gardener Rock. We got a room upstairs. What you say?
I don't know. I'd have to call Mike. Yeah, you would like to know who he is, wouldn't you? Then you'd cut me out.
Here's a phone. Call him and see what he says.
Say, are you mugs on the square?
Say, ain't we offering you 10%?
All right. Hand me that phone. I understand it's up to him. If he says the deal is too hot, count me out.
Go ahead. Call him.
Okay, but if you guys are making a sap out of me, I'll break your heads. He probably ain't in. Uh-oh, Sammy? Spud. Don't kid me, you big fool. Okay, your name's Sammy and you know it. Hey, listen, don't hang up on me. That's better. Now listen, you wall-eyed galoot. How you set on ice? No, nothing cheap. It's a real good, so they tell me. And you don't want it. Okay.
Oh, say, tell them it's a
they're pretty anxious to get the stuff off their hands, Sammy. Okay, just a minute. Sammy wants me to look it over. Where is it, upstairs?
Yeah.
It's upstairs. I'll take a look at it and call you back.
Yeah. Yeah? Where am I? Well, you old bald-headed fool, it ain't none of your business, but I'm at Kelly's Tavern. Yeah, I'll call you back. He ain't any too interested in this stuff. Says it's too hot right now, but I'll look at it. Come on.
Cut it out. Put up the hardware, boys.
Hey, what's a big idea throwing a rod on me?
Hey, who's this?
Oh,
fuck?
Easy, Fred, easy. The kid and I found this guy downstairs. He's Spud Morgan. He's got a fence on his string who might buy our rock.
Yeah, put your gun down before I slap your face. I ain't used to having rods slapped on me.
Oh, easy, Fred, easy, easy, boys. We've been drinking. He don't mean nothing by it. Come on, boys, haul up the ice.
Okay, boys.
All right, spread him up here on the table where I can see him.
Here you go.
Wow, you punks did make a haul, didn't you?
What's the stuff worth?
Well, I don't know. Some pretty good rocks here and some not so hot.
You think you'll buy it?
Maybe yes, maybe no. This stuff's pretty hot right now.
No, you're crazy, Spud. There ain't a cop within a mile of this stuff. We're safe.
Well, that's what you think. Up high, boys. You're under arrest. Get that man. Well, if I didn't get him, that jump to the pavement did. The jig's up, boys. Come on. Come on here. Toss your guns out on the floor. Nice work, Peters.
Thought you'd never get here, Lieutenant. Well, had a little trouble getting in downstairs without any excitement. And we'd never been able to find the room if it hadn't been for the trail of salt you spilled down the hall.
I'm glad you caught on to what I was trying to tell you over the phone. It'd been too bad for me. These mugs are all bad ones.
I thought it was the wrong number at first until I recognized your voice. Well, it was a good job. And I'm sorry that I'm going to have to suspend you for a week, Peters.
Suspend me for what?
For the names you called me over the phone to attract my attention. You can't talk to your superior officer that way, Peters.